Hello, my magical friends. My name's Ayumi. My pronouns are she, her, hers. And you're listening to a bonus episode of Sparkle Side Chats with Magical Girl Ayu. It's here, finally. Hirogaru Sky Precure, also known as Soaring Sky Precure. I will probably continue to use both titles interchangeably throughout the year. But it is here, and I'm so excited, and I want you to come with me to enjoy this journey. So the first episode dropped a few hours ago. It was kind of difficult for me because I typically do have a little bit of time in my schedule at work to actually watch the episode on a break. But I knew I wanted to record today because I missed out on giving you this kind of episode for Delicious Party Precure. Of course, if you are subscribe to the Ko-fi page, you will have been able to hear the latest bonus episode there, where I did live react to the finale of that season, which was excellent. And yeah, as usual, I will be watching the first episode. I'm going to be watching it off of TVer with no advertisements. I believe, yes, the episode should be available on Crunchyroll for you to watch along with me. So I did watch the show, the little live stream live off of YouTube yesterday. So that did show a few minutes of the series, but it didn't show the opening and didn't show the ending. Now, I've done my best to stay as off of the internet as possible and not get spoiled, but I did see a few shots here and there. So I'm a little aware of some things that we're going to see. And of course, I've heard the songs, but yes, I've otherwise been able to avoid most of the spoilers. So yeah, yes, please enjoy, get it ready, and we'll start, and I will count down here. So again, this is just for episode one. I will definitely talk more about my feelings on it at the end of everything, but I need to start watching. I'm going to die. I'm so hype. Okay, so let's go. 3, 2, 1, start. Okay, so this is the beginning from the show, the live stream yesterday. I love this little bird. So we don't know a lot about Skyland yet, but we do know that it is like a full world in the sky and that people who live there aren't actually aware of Earth, which is really fascinating. But yeah, and I love that there are just all these birds as well. Bird characters are a big thing. And the flag of Skyland does look very close to the Japanese flag, which I find fascinating. There she is, a little Elle. She's so cute. Oh, so precious. I wasn't sold on her at the beginning when they first released her images, but I want to protect her. Oh, here we go. And this guy. This guy is very interesting. Especially because I don't know where his name comes from. Kaba means hippo, so I'm like, why? But turned to he's a pig. And he's very popular. I'm also so fascinated by this opening because, like, she doesn't know the royal family. She's about to rescue this princess that she's never met. Very fun, very cool. She's just awesome. Oh! This is so nice! Oh my god! Look at them, look at the boy and butterfly. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh my god, there she is, so cute. Oh, I'm so excited. It's so cute and so beautiful. The music is, in general, I love the opening as well, just in terms of it being a good song. Yes. Oh, this little guy is so cute. And Elle's so cute. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I can't wait to see how the grandmother plays into things as well. Ooh, who is that? Oh, I have the journal, by the way, everyone. I did get it, and it's cute, but kind of useless as an actual... We only are seeing Kabuto in for the beginning? Oh my goodness. And yes, that shot that is also in the original. Oh, so exciting. This is so cool. This, oh, such beautiful animation. Cure Wing is so great, and Butterfly is so cool. Oh, there we go. Here are the items. Wow, very cute. Okay, yes. Someone is driving a Hummer and has the, if you don't know, that sticker in the front, the green and white one, or green and yellow one, is for people who are learning to drive. It's in there when you're in your first year of driving. Oh, look at them. They're so cute. I'm sure this ending is also going to change as well, but so interesting. And then the visual for the commercial break is this, you know, the one that we've seen from the beginning when they first announced it and everything. Oh, I love it so much. I'm so excited. I'm also just so excited for Cure Wing in general. Having a boy cure is so great. Oh, it's so cute. The book is opening. It's very fairy tale like. Oh, I love this. The aesthetic is so good for this season. I'm so excited. Okay, so yes, this we also saw in the live stream yesterday. Da-da. Yeah, I know. Yeah, Kabaton is such a goof, and I kind of love it. Because, like, you love an entertaining villain, right? Yeah. Oh my god. Like, his smile is so silly. He's just a little baddie. And just, yeah, all the birds. So interesting. The use of birds, but yeah. And he's so round. He's just like a giant circle. And there is Sora. Yes, so exciting. She's just gonna do all this. She's just gonna go for it. He's just a giant grin. It's so funny. I can see why he's popular already. My cabbages. This is so cool. I saw this, of course, yesterday, but still. And this joke is very good. Just very stupid, but I love it. But yes, here we go. She's gonna do the parkour. So cool. Let's go. Yeah, this is just like such a great introduction to this character. We don't know anything about her except... Well, we don't even know her name. Like, she's just going. She's like, she's trained for this all her life. It's very clear. She's so cool. And woo! There we go. So cool. And of course, it also gives us a great way to, like, show the town as well. You know, it's a very Aladdin moment, right? Like, we actually can see this place with her. And again, like, she's doing, like, parkour or whatever. She's never been here before. That's so interesting. She's just like, yeah, I know what to do. And this is completely unrelated, but, like, people who study parkour, they have, like, this instinct that they study or learn. It's, yeah. Okay. This is now where... This was not in the live stream, so now this is new. Oh, she's so cool! Her hair is interesting. Like, the undercut is an interesting choice. Okay, this makes sense also because there's hop, step, jump in the everything, and that's kind of a reference to the triple jump in track and field. So I can see her becoming a track and field star. Yes, go! Oh, she's so cool! And there she is. Oh, little L. Good job, buddy. You got her. She's so cute. I love her. His pants are so tight that his belly button is sticking out. What is that? Oh my god. Oh my god. That, okay, I did see a note about this. This is why this is a... Lord have mercy. Yes, okay, I did hear about there being a fart in the show. So this... Well, this is a show for kids, so here we go. That was interesting. Wow. And as far as, by the way, he means farts. It's another one of the words for fart, so that's when he said heaven. That's kind of what that means. Go, go, go. You gotta do it. Who's your baby? Don't hurt the baby. He's like, what? This is related to the rules of being a hero that are in the journal. Elle has some magical powers. Oh my god. I can't believe she was like, watch out to the literal villain. Oh, she's so cool! Ah! Okay. Baby! So cute. And just like that, everything seems okay, but... So cute. Oh my god, she's so cute. What a precious. Oh. Oh, that's very interesting. There's a whole thing also with the rules of being a hero that even if you're scared, you have to fight your fears. You have to face your fears. So. Oh no. Oh no. Very good, very comedic. Oh, eye catch time already? Oh, okay, yeah, the fragrance is something that they're pushing this season. Very cute. Oh, they're so cute together already. I'm so excited. Yep, this is the one I got. It's very nice. That's, if you haven't watched the commercials for Pretty Hall, like, that is the literal thing from that, so. Okay. Oh. Oh. No, they're gonna bonk in the head. Oh my god. This is so good. Oh, never mind. They're okay. That was perfect. That was so good. Oh my god. She's like Chiffon from Fresh. Oh my god. This is so silly. A magical world? Oh my god, that's very funny. She's like, oh, this is the world of magic, not Skyland. Uh-oh. Oh. What? Oh my God. Okay. Undog energy. Okay, under comes from underground, right? So that makes sense. Okay, yes. This we thought this would be the first. Okay, this is the Rambork. So Rambo means a violence in Japanese, so that's where that comes from, right? Rambog. Very interesting. Exciting. That's right. She's gonna be just responsible for this baby the whole time. We keep seeing her with the baby more than Sora, so. Yes. This is so good. Sora's such a great leader. I'm so excited. Okay. If you don't know already, Mashiro's voice actress is the same as Rabirin from Healing Good Precure, and you can definitely hear it. Baby! Baby! Oh. Oh, she's so cool. I love how like kind of punk the villain design is too, like both Kabaton and also like the Rambork in general. Oh, this looks so good. Oh no, he's gonna go after the baby. Go, you have to go after your new girlfriend. Oh, so cute. I think Mashiro's design is my personal favorite, but. So cool. So cute. So cute. I love soda. No! Oh no, you are terrible. Yeah, you can definitely hear Rabirin in her voice. It's very clear. That's right, you can do it! Oh, she's so cool. I love the music, by the way. We haven't talked about it, but the music is for a new it's a new composer this season, for the first time, and she's doing a great job. This is very good. I love this music. She's so cool. Oh, baby. He's like, how is this? Oh, she's so cool. I'm so excited. Come on, we're gonna get it. Let's get the transformation. It's coming. Oh, this music is getting me so pumped. And Mashiro is so cute. Some people point out this looks like a zakenna. This is so good. Ta-da! Let's go! I love it. The Mirage Baron is something that you get in your heart. That's so amazing. You can do it! Oh! That's a really... This is a baby! Her first word is precure. That's so funny. Okay, here we go. Let's go. I'm so excited. Ah, it's so good. The item is so good. Yes. Okay. Very exciting. Part of me kind of wants one, but like, I also know that it's not really for me, but yes. I love what they speak into, like a microphone. Oh, this is amazing. Oh my god, so cute. I think it's Itaoka. Oh, it's like a stage. Oh my god, it's so perfect. Oh, I love her earring. So good. Wow. The details, the way it's going is so perfect. Oh my god, I love it so much. And then she gets her gloves, and oh, she's so cool. And the cape, yes! I knew there would be a good shot of the cape. Oh, so good. Wow. This is, oh my god, this is like way more epic than I expected. It's so nice. Wow. It's like wings, oh my god. Wow, and it's in the background. Now that is an interesting choice. That's in the background. She's so cool. I love her so much already. I'm so excited. What happened to his face? Oh, so good. This is so perfect. Oh my god, I'm so excited. The animation just got so funky. It's so good. What? Oh, wow. I love it so much. Yes. I love it when the animation is like so all blur and stuff. Oh, this is so great. Okay. Oh my god, this is so good. I'm losing my mind. All these angles? Are you kidding me? Now, I know not to judge a fight from the first episode as to what we're going to get the whole season, but this is amazing. What a great beginning. Oh my god. This, oh, the angles, the dynamic poses, oh, the goofiness, oh, so good. Yes, that's right. Oh. So good. Oh my god, that's amazing. That the punch is the thing. Oh my god, that's great. Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, we get everything cleared away. Very Futariwa Precure. And he just disappears. Wow, that was... Wow. That was amazing. That was such a short amount of time and it had so much impact and was so exciting. Oh my god. That's right, you are a hero. Oh, that was so good. I'm like floored, it's so cute. That's fair. She doesn't know. She's not sure. Ah, oh, the baby! So good. Wow, that was a killer. Okay, it's ending time. Oh. All four are there. Yes, so exciting. I just realized we didn't get to see any visuals for the civilian forms of Wing and Butterfly, so maybe they'll show up later. And I love the jazziness, the ska nature of this ending as well. Oh, I love this. This is cute. Yes. It does feel like Wing and Butterfly are going to have some kind of connection, but I'm not sure what it is yet. This is nice. It was nice. This is nice. I don't know how I feel about the actual animation of the CG here, the dancing, the 3D dancing. This might take some time. Oh, I know what that is. That's another item you can buy now. Okay, this part looks a lot better. It's interesting. The lighting is different. It works. Maybe it's also just the proportions of the style. Oh, they're using it like a microphone again. Yes! It's so great. Oh, this is so good. This is so nice. The little rainbows everywhere. You love to see it. I think it's the art style has like very thin legs and arms that I have to get used to, but I like it in general so far. I'm very excited. Okay. This little bird is so cute. Who is he? Or who are they? Okay. What? That was a weird... Oh my god, that's actually very funny. Hmm. I see. Okay. So this is wow. Okay, I have a lot to process here. That was a really strong opening. I mean, every Precure, the first episode, has a lot of impact as they introduce the new character and everything, but that was really powerful. I was very surprised to see Cure Sky written in the background of hers, like in especially in English. I wonder what that's about, but I think it's also like writing is such a big thing about this episode or this season, right? That Pretty Holic has expanded to stationery, and we can see that Mashido is using that as well. There's so much going on. Oh, in this episode. Okay, so let's see. How do we start here? So, like, we see why Sora's the main character, why she is going to be the leader. She's so dynamic. Her dream to be a hero is something she takes very seriously, clearly, since long before she could become Precure. I wonder what we're going to find out about her past, since she clearly is just showing up at this area for the first time, this town where the palace is, where the, you know, royal castle is. So I wonder, like, where she comes from in Skyland and what connection there could be there. Also, of course, why why she wants to be a hero, because that's usually a case of, you know, like, being saved and wanting to, you know, give back in that way. I love the use of Hero Girl. I love the aesthetics. The transformation was so fun to watch. I'm definitely going to go back and watch it again a few times. Just all these details. Also, I'm streaming it and like it got a little blur, a little pixelated, a little blurry in the middle of there. And I was like, oh, I want to see it more clearly, but I'll get back to it. Mashido is very cute. She has a very strong first impression as well. And of course, little L is the cutest. Now, right now, L's name seems to be spelled E-L-L-E-E, according, well, we were looking at merchandise first, but there was one piece of merch that only spelled it with one E at the end. But also on Twitter, I think it was either Toy or Crunchyroll did officially use it in an English tweet, so goodness. Anyway, but she is so cute, considering when I first saw her in leaks, I was like, I don't know how I feel about this baby. She is amazing. She is so cute. She can do no wrong. I cannot wait to see what happens in her part of the story and like why she's magical. It reminds me a lot of Chiffon and Hugaton as well, you know, from 5 seasons ago, Hug Precure. Definitely very similar vibes. I feel like I was so floored that like I started to forget to speak, so I do apologize that it doesn't make for very good audio content, but goodness, yes, the fighting, especially once she transformed, there was just so much interesting stuff going on there with the animatics. I just love Precure so much, and this season's going to be amazing. I have very strong feelings about it already. It's just such a great start. And we can see also from the title that Cure Prism is not going to show up in the next episode. And we can see there's very clearly stuff in the opening where, like, the girl driving that car, we don't see her yet. She's, like, covered by the reflection. So we're probably going to see her later, which means they're, like, very intentionally, like, really holding off on letting us see some things, which is really interesting. So I'm very excited for that because, like, Tropical Rich Precure basically didn't change their opening for most of the show. Delicious Party Precure did gradually change a few things here and there, but not a lot. And then by the end, it kind of looked a little awkward. I did talk about that in the bonus episode a little bit last week. But I think the way that it's going, it's very clear that stuff is going to change in the opening. There's going to be new additions. I cannot wait to meet Mashido's grandmother next week. She looks promising. We've gotten a little bit of her personality through the first chapter of the comic that came out in Nakagoshi Magazine earlier this week. And we also got a little bit of it from some other things. I think the sticker book and other things that introduce the characters. What's very interesting to me, to get back to the journal. So I bought the Pretty Holic journal thing, schedule book. If there is a schedule book aspect to it, it is more like it is partially a planner, but also partially a journal or diary. There are pages in it for, like, keeping track of L specifically, which is, like, I'm not sure how useful this is. Like, even if you get the toy, what's that about? It's a kind of early journaling thing. In that are the rules to being a hero that clearly are something that Sora takes very seriously. So you can make your own promise to be a hero, which is so cute. I love that, you know, for the kids to kind of get that idea, like, to, you know, you want these characters to inspire children to become stronger themselves and to believe in themselves, that they can also be a hero like Precure are. I think it's so funny that Elle's first words are Precure, as far as we know anyway. And I can't wait to see what happens as things go along. But yes, with the journal, there is no information in the journal about Cure Wing or Cure Butterfly. If you only looked at this journal, you wouldn't even know they existed, which is so fascinating to me because there are little bios about each character that has their birthday, their zodiac sign, some of the things they like, some of the things they don't like, all that stuff. Just, wow, wonderful, fantastic, what a great job. I'm so proud of Precure. They hit it out of the park with this one. You know, obviously we expected big things from the 20th anniversary, but I can see this is going to be a very fun year. And I feel like, and this is also just my first impression, of course, so I could absolutely be wrong, but it does feel like with the addition, and we didn't actually get to talk about it in the news, I guess I'll talk about it more in the actual next episode on Tuesday, but with the news that Cure Wing was going to be a boy and the news that Cure Butterfly was going to be 18 years old, an adult, you know, I think that it's really fascinating. And I'm very excited to see, like, it does feel that, it feels like what Precure is doing with Hirogaru Sky Precure, with Soaring Sky Precure, is they are creating the new foundation, the new base, the new expectation for what we're going to get moving forward with Precure, because there are just so many big changes, right? I just got out of, like, I worked this morning, I was teaching. Everyone knew about this news that we had a boy Precure this year. Like, children and adults who don't watch Precure, who don't know anything about Precure, except that it is, like, the kids' show that all the girls watch when they're little, you know? And in one case, one of them was a boy who doesn't even have any sisters, and he still knew the news. So it was like, that's great. I'm so happy that that's a thing. I hope I have time. I want to draw fan art so bad. I love everyone so much. I'm so excited. But it is, like, so cool to see, like, this big impact, like, hey everyone, Precure's here, it's gonna stay around for a while, so you better tune in now. I'm really excited to watch this again at some point. Definitely at the very least, I'm gonna, of course, rewatch the openings and endings and Sora's transformation to Cure Sky. I will probably end up watching the full episode again if I can convince my spouse to watch it with me. They are currently in the middle of Delicious Party, and, you know, it would just be one episode a week, you know, for them to actually enjoy this as well. I think it would work out. As far as the farting in the episode, like, again, this is a show for children. There are some gross humor here and there. I do think there is a potential for some complaints about that, because there were complaints about the toilet humor in Hard to Catch Precure. But, of course, that was over a decade ago, so who knows what the parents feel like now, you know? Yeah, it'll be very interesting to see what happens there. But, yeah, I think that's all the comments I have to say for now. I'm going to need to digest this a bit more down the line, but I hope you enjoyed this if you're still listening. Thank you so much for listening, and look forward to the next episode of the Main Feed podcasts on Tuesday. We're talking about Wish Upon the Pleiades. It's going to be a great episode. And we have to cover a lot of news as well. Oh my goodness. But yeah, with that, you know, you can find me all over the socials. Something is happening with Twitter, maybe. So hopefully Twitter will still be around for me to keep things up, because I have spent way too much time getting this following on both accounts. So whatever, but you can find me personally at Ayushinows, AYUSHEKNOWS, on, at the very least, Twitter and Instagram for now. I might consider some other social media platforms more regularly in the future. I'm not paying for Twitter. And then also for the podcast itself, you can follow at Magical Girl Ayu. So that's Magical Girl AYU. Show notes, as always, can be found wherever you get your podcasts. And yeah, I definitely want to hear your thoughts and feelings. There was so much chatter in the Discord server for the podcast this morning about the episode. It was very difficult not to look in there and see, because I didn't even want to be a little bit spoiled potentially, you know? So yeah, very exciting. Good stuff, good stuff. So that's all for now. So until next time, remember, you are magical forever and always. Bye-bye.